जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर भवति नैष्टिकी वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 27 टाइटल्ड अटैक बाय चंडवेग ऑन द सिटी ऑफ किंग पुरंजन टेक्स्ट 22 मयि संरभ्य विपुल मदाक्षापम सुधोसहम् स्थातुम् अर्हसि नैकत्र मद्याचना विमुखो मुने मयि संरभ्य विपुल मदाक्षापं सुधुस्सहम् स्थातुम् अर्हसि नैकत्र मद्याचना विमुखो मुने मयि संरभ्य विपुल मदाक्षापं सुदुस्सहम् स्थातुम् अर्हसि नैकत्र मद्याचना विमुखो मुने
मयि संरभ्य विपुल मदाक्षापं
Word to word meaning, Mayi, onto me, Samrabhya, having become angry, Vipula, unlimited, Madat, out of illusion, Shapam, curse, Sudhusaham, unbearable, Sthatum, Arhasi, you may remain, Na, never. Ekatra, in one place, mat, my, yachna, request, vimukha, having refused, mune, O great sage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Narada continued, when I refused to accept her request, she became very angry at me and cursed me severely. Because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time. The great sage Narada Muni has a spiritual body. Therefore, old age, disease, birth and death did not affect him. Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord and his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone a Vaishnav. Under the circumstances, there is ordinarily no need for him to stay in one place for more than the time he requires to preach. Since by his own free will, he is already traveling all over the universe. The curse of Kalakanya is described as fortunate. Like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord in different places and in different universes. Such personalities are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Ropah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminathinamine नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानोसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। So here we are seeing Narada Muni's interaction with Kalakanya, old age personified. So she has come to propose Narada Muni, and here in this verse we are seeing that Narada Muni refused to accept her request. And so she became very angry and she has cursed severely, Narada Muni is saying. But then, because I refused her request, she said that I would not be able to stay in one place for a long time. So I'm sure Narada Muni would have enjoyed this moment. He'd have relished. So now here in the purport, lot of things are spoken about Narada Muni being the preacher. So here we see that Prabhupada is saying Narada is the most kind devotee of the Supreme Lord, and his only business is to travel all over the universe and preach God consciousness. In other words, his business is to make everyone a Vaishnav. So Narada Muni is that transcendental preacher now whose only goal is to go and help people in various ways so that they become devotees. And he just comes by his own will. Obviously, he's a very great instrument in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And wherever the Lord wants, he'll send him. And he goes and then he preaches. We see he preached to Vyasadeva and he told various things by which Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam is here because of his preaching. We see in case of Dhruva Maharaj, because of Narada Muni's mercy and preaching, he attained Krishna just in 6 months. That one devotee who had come, he was telling, in one semester, this personality attained Krishna. That was very catchy. And then when it comes to Prahlad Maharaj, so he preached to his mother Kayadu and Prahlad was in the womb. So Kayadu forgot everything, but Prahlad remembered everything because Narada Muni's intention was to preach to Prahlad and he did that. And then we see when Narada Muni, when people are not ready to hear Narada Muni, he cursed them. That is Nala Kuvera and Manigriv. Even that was a nice preaching where he shook them so nicely that they came to their senses. And obviously, they also attained Krishna in next life when they became the trees. And obviously, Narada Muni delivering Bhrigari, that was a unique preaching that he did. So in this way, we understand that Narada Muni's only business is somehow or the other people should become devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. This is what is the mood of a preacher. Somehow or the other, yena kena prakarena, somehow or the other, the person should become the devotee of Krishna. And here, one thing is very nice to understand. A preacher, when he's preaching, the mood is very selfless. He's not expecting anything from the other person. As soon as the person starts expecting something from the other person, then it's not a selfless service. That is just a fruitive mentality. And automatically, since we're expecting something, and if person starts giving, the mood of preaching will convert into exploitation, where the person would like to exploit, because now the other person is ready to give whatever the person wants. So preacher does not expect anything in return, because he gets something very, very great. Why will he ask something from a Baddha Jiva, from a mortal being in this material world? He is going to get mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. And that is what we can compare with the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. That is the ultimate thing. So when someone preaches selflessly, the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna flows in that person's life. But then if fruitive mentality is there, he finishes the business himself. So there is no question of Krishna coming into picture. So he wants something, he is doing it, and in return he'll get something. So done, business is over. So nowhere Krishna is there. So wherever we are selfless and where there is no return, explicitly we are seemingly there is no return for that particular selfless activity, there Krishna's mercy will flow. Because Krishna will see, you know, something should be given to this person. No? He's saying so much. And there Krishna's mercy will flow. So this selfless attitude of a devotee when the devotee is preaching is very important. And here we see Narada Muni. What is Narada Muni getting by preaching to Mrigari, Vyasudev, Prahlad, Dhruva? Dhruva was in fact telling, when Narada Muni started preaching, Dhruva Maharaj was like, if you want to tell me, you know, what I'm supposed to do, you tell, or you know, you can leave, Hare Krishna. So Narada Muni is ready, you know, to preach selflessly without any expectation. So this is a very nice quality of a preacher, and this quality actually makes him very, very magnanimous, where since he's not expecting anything, he can distribute whatever he has for free to everyone. So this is a very nice thing to meditate on. Now what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, what all the Acharyas and Guru Parampara have done is this. Selflessly they have given Krishna to others. Because they had Krishna, they could give Krishna. So they gave Krishna to everyone, you know, whomever they met. And that's how they became devotees. Here Prabhupada says that since by his own free will, he already traveling all over the universe, the curse of Kalakanya is described as fortunate. And like Narada Muni, many other devotees of the Lord are engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord in different places and in different universes. Such personalities are beyond the jurisdiction of material laws. So whenever we read anything about preaching the glories of the Lord, Prabhupada comes into our mind. Prabhupada is that personality, you know, who did this big feat with unflinching faith, where he went around and then, you know, he gave Krishna to everyone by glorifying Krishna's Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. And when it comes to Prabhupada, you know, we see very clearly in his entire pastime that when he was preaching, you know, he didn't have any expectation. He just wanted them to become devotees everywhere. And also the things that he did, like for example, writing books. Now he, that was not needed anyways. He was anyways preaching, letters was written and he was given to the people, his disciples. So when it comes to books, you know, he just wrote it selflessly so that people in future, you know, who are going to come, they will become devotees by reading books. And we see so many people just read books and become devotees. Just by coming in touch with Prabhupada's transcendental literature, the Bhaktivedanta purports, you know, which are, you know, very, very amazing, and everyone can connect and resonate according to their own level, like yesterday we were speaking. So just by coming in touch with Prabhupada's books, a person can become a devotee. This is what Prabhupada has done. All the hardship that he had put, you know, at night translating these books, all that we can see now, you know, how it is manifesting so wonderfully. And there is no expectation again. Prabhupada made this system of prasad distribution. Now when it comes to prasad distribution, what is he getting? Everyone else will get Sukriti. That's what Prabhupada wanted. So in this way, a preacher is selfless. He's not at all in the mood of extracting. He does not want anything because he has Krishna. And then another thing that we can meditate on here when it comes to Srila Prabhupada or any stalwart preacher. So anyone who comes in touch with them, they become devotees. How? Because they are completely drenched in Krishna consciousness. I always give this example of sponge. Sponge dipped in honey or nectar. Now when we dip the sponge in honey or nectar, nectar, I don't know what it is, but honey we can make out. So we dip the sponge in honey. So it will absorb completely. And then when we remove, no, it's still dripping. The honey is dripping. Now anyone who touches that sponge, honey will be there in his finger also. He can also taste that honey. Yes. But then when it comes to a person who is like a dry sponge, so anyone who comes and touches, what will come? Nothing will come. So a person, a devotee, who is completely immersed in Krishna consciousness, that person, when he comes in touch with anyone, or anyone who comes in touch with that person, he also becomes Krishna conscious. So this is the responsibility of a preacher, to become fully Krishna conscious. Prabhupada keeps telling again and again, become fully Krishna conscious, become fully Krishna conscious. It's our responsibility to become fully Krishna conscious. One observation I had when I was reading Prabhupada's purports, wherever he talks about preaching, there in the next few lines he'll talk about pure devotional service, pure devotees. So it's very clear that a person who is completely drenched in Krishna consciousness, like the sponge dipped in honey, only that person can actually create a massive impact in the entire society. Doesn't matter he is a good speaker, doesn't matter how good his articulation skills are, doesn't matter how his gestures are, doesn't matter how his expressions are, doesn't matter how nicely he is presenting the philosophy, but if he is drenched in Krishna consciousness, and just by his speech, now that thing can be felt and the other person can become a devotee, right? So this is one's own, I think this is the preacher's homework, to become fully Krishna conscious. And then when he comes on the road to preach, when he's on the street to preach, then he'll do the miracle. The miracle will be so great that even people who are not eligible to become devotees, the people who are eligible to go to hell, just by seeing that person, just taking darshan of that Vaishnav who is fully immersed in Krishna consciousness, oh, that person will become a devotee. I was just thinking that somehow the other lifetime, even when it comes to us, we might have seen some pure devotee, or some pure devotee might have glanced on us, some little or some Sukriti got added, and that's how the spiritual life might have started. So even when we dress ourselves in Vaishnava attire, when we go out and when people see Kantimala, Tilak, Dhoti, Kurta, etc., they do get some Sukriti. Why? Not because we are wearing, because pure devotees have worn these clothes. And Lord Shri Krishna or Lord Vishnu also have the same attire. So this Urdhva Pundra Tilak that is there, that is lotus feet of the Lord. Just by seeing that, a person gets so much of Sukriti. So in this way, when it comes to a pure devotee, his presence itself makes a lot of difference. That presence itself is enough. He need not speak also. He need not speak. I was hearing, we were fortunate to get association of Mahatma Prabhu back in Mumbai. There were like 10 devotees and I was one of them. So we were sitting and talking to him. And very beautifully he was singing the tune of Govindam Adi Purusham and all that. And then he shared his experience with Srila Prabhupada. He was saying that when we were there with Srila Prabhupada, we would see that even unknown people, when they come to meet Srila Prabhupada, they will just fall flat in front of Srila Prabhupada and start crying. Without any reason. And they would experience something which was very, very sublime. That's what Prabhuji was telling. One nice thing to meditate on is, a preacher does not give information. Information is available on Google also. Information is available everywhere. But a preacher gives experience of Krishna to people. That's what makes a difference. If a preacher can give experience of Krishna to others, then that will be long lasting. Just imagine a person is just giving information. And how many people remember the information? Yes. Sometimes we tell the new preachers who start giving class, give class boldly. Because anyways, no one will remember what you spoke after the class. It doesn't matter what you have spoken. Because there's a fact. What to do? We are Kali Yuga Jivas. Manda Sumanda Mate or Manda Bhagya Hi Upadrita. So, slow. And at the end it is said disturbed. We might be sitting in the class and the person might be giving all good information from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, etc. But we are so disturbed, mind will be going around thinking about what next, what happened yesterday, etc., etc. Where the information will stay. I had spoken something wrong when I was giving class. Some numbers I had done some mistake. And we were going for a yatra. In the train I was giving class, so some numbers I made a mistake, and I went to Shyam Rasik Prabhu, Goa Vasco temple president. So I went to him and then I told him, Prabhuji, I made this mistake. He tapped at me and said, Bindas raho, koi yaad nahi rakhega kuch. So there is no worries. But then what really makes a difference then? What really makes a difference? We have seen that new devotees speak the same thing. We are not the body, we are spirit soul. Senior devotees speak the same thing. We are not the body or spirit soul. Prabhupada is speaking the same thing. We are not the body or spirit soul. But you see the difference in the experience that people get when they hear these personalities. Now, there's a wide range of variety of devotees are speaking, from a neophyte to a perfected devotee. And when they speak, now, there's a different experience that people get. So, this experience, if the preachers can give, you know, to the ones who are listening, then that will be very, very long-lasting. Because when it comes to people in Kali Yuga, it is said that people in Kali Yuga are fourth class, right? So, first is hearing, and then second is when they see it, third is when they experience, and fourth is after getting all that, that the person will actually realize something at the end, yes. So, experience is very, very important. Krishna Anubhuti, now this is what is told. When we have Krishna Anubhuti, firstly, the preacher himself will be very, very enthusiastic. And he himself will be relishing something. And then, when the preacher is speaking, so the audience who is sitting, the devotees are sitting, they might be thinking, what is this person relishing so much? What is he speaking? Right, when senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples come, they speak so much about holy name. They speak so much about preaching, etc., etc. So when you look at them, they're actually relishing something. You know, there's something in the mouth which they're tasting and salivating. They're relishing something. So when we look at those devotees, it's a great hope. Yes, they're relishing so much. You know, maybe in future we might also get some little nectar which they are relishing. So when we're able to give that experience to people, that will be long lasting. And when they have that experience, that little bit of experience, like Narada Muni got the experience of Krishna for some time, you know, for a few moments. And then when Krishna disappeared, he became crazy. He started searching for that. You know, where is Krishna? Similarly, you know, when a devotee gets experience in the association of devotees, you know, many times people say that in the association of devotees, chanting becomes very easy. You know, we very relish like anything. But alone when we are chanting, you know, it's not that great. Because in that association, there will be someone whose consciousness is very elevated and whose chanting is very nice. And because of that, you know, the others are relishing. It is said that when we come in association of devotees, one devotee was sharing, we take energy on rent. Bade pe lete hai energy. And that's how, you know, we relish. And once we go out of association, then you know, the same thing back. We are in our original constitutional position of being the Baddha Jiva. So, in this way, somehow, if the devotee who is preaching, he himself is experiencing Krishna. If he himself is tasting Krishna consciousness, now whatever aspect it might be, anything. Because there are so many angas of bhakti, you know, 64 angas are there. Even if one anga the person is actually experiencing Krishna consciousness, there's some taste in Krishna consciousness, and he speaks about that, you know, that will touch. Like Prabhupada disciples, we see everyone is, you know, having the taste for different things. And when they speak that, the person actually relishes that. Someone might speak about book distribution. Other day when Prabhupada disciple had come and they were speaking about Varnashrama. And the other time someone else had come, were talking about like Jananyaspro, this Pankajangripu, they would speak about deity worship. Now, all of them will speak, you know, something specific. And all of them are able to give experience of Krishna to people who are listening. Because when we relish any anga of bhakti, and when we speak about it, then automatically the other person can also relish the same. And we as preachers, we are actually giving them hope that yes, you will also get the same experience. Though you can also practice very nicely. Another thing which I was meditating on was, when it comes to a preacher, if a preacher can create that hankering, you know, to go back, come back to Godhead, now that is ultimate. That's what Prabhupada did. We see in the class, you know, Prabhupada talks about the material world and then talks about the spiritual world and then he says, go back, home back to Godhead. Almost all the lectures, this statement will be there. You know, we have to go back, home back to Godhead. So somehow this hankering, if it is created, then automatically what happens? The person goes in autopilot mode. He starts exploring himself now. How long can a preacher do spoon feeding? You know, he has other services also to do. So one person is just spoon feeding all the time, taking care of him and all that. Just if we can just trigger that person, just give that hankering, that anxiety, that yes, we have to attain Krishna. Then just by getting that hankering, that person will start exploring various things. Okay, now I have to increase my rounds. Okay, now I have to read Bhagavatam, I have to read Bhagavad Gita. Now maybe I have to do deity worship. and I have to serve devotees, automatically all these things will manifest. They themselves will start exploring, you know, because everything is available. They'll start exploring themselves. And they'll come to a conclusion very nicely that yes, now finally the goal of life is to attain Krishna, and let me mold my life in such a way that I attain Krishna. Even when it comes to people who become brahmacharis, and the preaching happens. So it's not that, you know, at the initial days of Krishna consciousness, people would say that there's brainwashing that is happening. So there's no brainwashing. The preacher is very intelligent. You know, he just sows the seed of hankering for Krishna, and he makes him realize the goal of life is this, and everything else you're doing is waste. Then the person realizes, okay, this is the thing. Chalo, let me give my full time to Krishna consciousness. So in this way, these are the different things that a preacher can do, and such a preacher is very, very effective. You know, he can actually give that chain reaction, you know, in the system. Like when it comes to the current situation of pandemic, anyone who comes in touch with a person having COVID, other person will also get it. Same thing happens. A preacher is very intense in his mood and preaching, and anyone who spends time with him, he also becomes the same. And then again, someone else spends time with him, he also becomes the same. So in this way, there is a lot of replication that will happen. Now, if the person is very, very intense in his own mood, if he has got some substance within, then surely it will happen. Right? So in this way, we see that when we are marching towards pure devotional service, when we want to become pure devotees, and when we are endeavoring towards that, our endeavor, it might look like it's a personal endeavor, it's a selfish endeavor, but then that itself will create a lot of impact who are coming in touch, you know, with us. So every single devotee should aspire for this, that yes, when will that day come when I'll get completely purified and render pure devotional service to the Lord? Or will it? Or will these lines remain in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Shikshastakam only, where the devotee is crying after chanting, a devotee is relishing Krishna consciousness, where a devotee is getting that, you know, hair standing on end, etc., etc.? Or will I also get a little bit to experience all this? Will I get that chance? Will I get that opportunity where I can render pure devotional service to the Lord, you know, without any motive, without any adulteration? Will I be able to do that? Will I be able to render service in such a way that I will please entire Guru Parampara? Will that day come? Because currently in the Baddha state, in the impure, contaminated state, what happens is we are doing some service, but without our notice, there will be some adulteration that will be there in the consciousness or in the motive, in the expectation. So when the purpose is not very pure, then not much of benefit the person will get. But then if the purpose is pure, if the person is completely surrendered and having this motive that I want to please the entire parampara, I want to please Krishna, now that will have so much of impact. But then this pure state and this pure desire, you know, will come in a very, very elevated state when a person becomes a pure devotee, because he has nothing in life now. Now his only goal is, you know, to please Krishna and nothing else. But for us, again and again, we have to read the purports of Srila Prabhupada. We are here to please Krishna, we are here to please Guru, we are here to please Vaishnavas. And it will be there for some time, and again it will go off. Again, Bhagavatam class, it has to be repeated. Again and again, this has to happen, you know, for a person who is in still a neophyte stage. But for a pure devotee, his motive is only this, to please. So in this way, if we are marching towards pure devotional service intensely, then just by coming in touch, you know, with the person, others will also get that. Others will also get that mood of marching towards pure devotional service. So our endeavor might look a selfish endeavor, but then that endeavor is very, very important, because that itself will set as an example, you know, for others. So preaching by example. So in this way, we understand that whichever pure devotee we take, all of them, they were relishing Krishna consciousness themselves. Everyone, you know, any person we take. And since they were relishing Krishna consciousness themselves, and people who were seeing them, you know, they also wanted to get that particular thing, you know, what they were relishing. And they were able to do it. In case of Srila Prabhupada, there's another point which is coming to my mind. In case of Srila Prabhupada, we see that Prabhupada was completely Guru Nishtha. Every place he would speak about it. Now, you are not my disciples. You know, you all have been sent by my spiritual master to assist me in this mission. Now, these are different statements that Prabhupada makes. I want to offer all of you all as an offering to my spiritual master on this day of the appearance of my spiritual master. It's because of my spiritual master that I've come here. It's because of my spiritual master that all these things are manifesting. We are just a humble servant. And it's the desire of my spiritual master that everyone should become Krishna conscious. So again and again Prabhupada would say this. And Prabhupada had that. It was not just he was speaking superficially. He had that Guru Nishtha in his heart, and that was manifesting in his activities. And now we see that all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, look at the Guru Nishtha of them. All of them are so Guru Nishtha. They just want to do what Prabhupada has told. They are ready to give their entire life. So when we see, when a person is having some quality, like in the case of Srila Prabhupada, when he had that quality of Guru Nishtha, without telling them that you have to be Guru Nishtha, not to me. No, you have to have that Nishtha towards me. Everyone had that Nishtha towards Srila Prabhupada. And that's what we are seeing currently. So these are some of the things, when we ourselves realize Krishna consciousness, then we'll be able to preach more effectively. Even if we don't speak, it doesn't matter. But just by coming in association with us, people will become devotees. And that is actually success, because two things will happen here. The person himself who is relishing Krishna consciousness, he is advancing and progressing in Krishna consciousness. And the others who are coming in touch, they are also progressing. But if instead of focusing on one's own advancement and relishing Krishna consciousness, if the person is just trying to give something from his hollow heart, then he himself will feel hollow and the other person will also not get any experience. Right? So the basic point that I wanted to tell was, when we relish Krishna consciousness, we'll be able to give Krishna consciousness to others. If we are not relishing, max to max we'll be able to give some information, and that information might stay for some days, or I should say some moments, and it will go away. Yes. And Narada Muni is one such example, where all the time is relishing chanting of the holy names and relishing remembrance of Lord Krishna, and then he comes in touch with anyone and he himself is happy, he makes the other person also happy. Yes. So I'd like to pause here. Any comments, reflections?
This point of preacher is not to give just information, but to give Krishna Anubhuti. That's an amazing point. And also another point I liked is that if we trade off our preaching for some fruitive results, so then it is paid off there only. And Krishna doesn't have any role in that. So if we are selfless in our preaching, then Krishna will shower His causeless mercy upon us.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. So this point that first we have to release the Krishna consciousness, then people will see us, oh, he's releasing something, I won't need it. So he'll also automatically hanker for it. If I am hollow, if I'm telling to that hollow heart, what, there is no change. So that preaching is also not effective. So first we have to release that Krishna consciousness. Only by that we can give something to others. Like that in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, I think last two lines somewhere Prabhupada is mentioning that even if we can make one pure devotee, that is our success. A number of devotees may come. If there is no pure devotee, it's not success. So that is the thing. We have to advance. By seeing us, people will advance automatically. So in the preaching, the main thing is to create the hankering in the heart of the other devotees to attain Krishna. Then he will be automatically in autopilot mode. No need to hang on for him, whether doing this or send, you send a sadhana report or not. No need to ask. He will be autopilot mode. He will be sending all this. This is the nice point. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Praise the point you mentioned that Krishna consciousness movement is a brainwashing movement. I just remember one quote from Prabhupada in the Prabhupada Leelamrita book. So Prabhupada says that we are brainwashing from bad to good. That is our business. We are washing the brain from all rascaldom. So that's a very nice. It is a brainwashing movement, but it's for the good of the people. So that's one really nice point that you helped me remember. And the other one is the point where you mentioned anyone spending time with a preacher will eventually take to preaching. That's I just want to take the opportunity to thank everyone here that I'm around so many preachers, and with all your mercy, like one day I would like be able to change someone's life. If not someone's, at least my life would be changed. Hare Krishna.
So in this story we see like Kalakanya cursing Narada, saying that no, not stay at one place. So this kind of curse we see in the pastime of Daksha also, I guess, right? So is Narada Muni getting the same curse there also? So
definitely is telling like this. This is a very medical story.
Okay.
Here, preacher gives experience of Krishna. It is very apt for Srila Prabhupada. I will give my own example. When I came to ISKCON, I was not knowing who Prabhupada was. So I know only Krishna. So that's what Prabhupada did. He never projected himself. So only Krishna is in the picture. So that is my experience.
Hare Krishna. So the essence of preaching is achar se prachar. So thank you for highlighting that. If a person is not himself chanting or not himself reading the books, he has no right to say anyone else that you chant and you also read. So it is very, very normal that a preacher should, in fact it is very, very not just normal, obligatory, that a preacher should first set the example himself. If a preacher is talking about relishing the love of God, then he should earnestly be in the process of trying and relishing the love of God. And it's only a little unfair if the preacher says that we have to do this, if himself the preacher is not doing this. But still, as far as the preaching mission is concerned, a preacher may not be relishing sometimes love of God, but it is his obligation again to just repeat the words of the acharyas also. So that should make the preacher more humble. He should understand, okay, I'm not relishing the love of God now. This is what the acharyas want, and I have to tell it, and I have to tell it in a very chaste way, without adulterating anything. I'm not a proper recipient of mercy. My heart is wicked, my soul is wicked. But let this mercy of the divine words of Srila Prabhupada flow. And let somebody else become a pure devotee. This can also be, this is exactly the mode of book distribution. Where Srila Prabhupada says that, what will your 2 minutes of talk do? Rather, if you give the book, then it will be of some divine benefit. You were also mentioning just by reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, people become devotees. So, one angle can be that a preacher should always let Srila Prabhupada preach and be an instrument. And then let's just hope, just like in the Jaladuta prayer, Srila Prabhupada is praying that I want to speak this transcendental message, but on my own strength I have no capacity. So if a preacher can be in that mood, then a lot of, like you mentioned, selflessness. The selfless aspect comes in, that somebody is completely dependent on Guru and the mission of Guru, and completely dependent on the empowerment of Guru and Krishna. In that way, the mercy will flow, and then very nicely that person will become an instrument of Krishna also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।